News Talk ZB, 12 minutes away from 9. I referenced The Australian. We're doing well this week in The Australian, this program. It turns out there's a second piece in The Australian yesterday that starts like this. In 2017, when Jacinda Ardern, the Australian newspaper we speak of, one of the more credible operators in that particular part of the world, in 2017, when Jacinda Ardern became New Zealand's Prime Minister, she set out to transform policy making. Her administration was meant to be the most open, honest and transparent in history. In a television debate during the election campaign, Ardern even asserted that lying has no place in politics. Transparency, honesty and openness, these were noble ambitions, but expressing them is one thing, delivering them is another. In practice, Ardern's government has often fallen short of its own ideals. As far as the openness record of the Ardern government is concerned, there is not much to be seen. So this is what Australians are reading at the moment about our government. The article continues, one example is Ardern's decision to cease appearing on the Mike Hosking Breakfast Show, a daily radio program with the largest audience of any show of its kind in New Zealand. Until last year, Ardern was subjected to Hosking's interviews every Monday. Like many prime ministers before her, the questions were tough, and Hosking is known for asking as many times as necessary to obtain an answer. Having blustered her way through these interviews numerous times, Ardern suddenly withdrew her participation. When she is interviewed on radio these days, it's on shows where she is more likely to be asked about her favourite ice cream flavour than the state of the economy. In a similar manner, during the COVID lockdowns, only a select few journalists participated in Ardern's nearly daily media conference. It was just the Wellington Press Gallery that attended, so there were no economic editors, for example. It's a detailed article and well worth looking up and reading, but it concludes, despite a stated intention to bring public participation and transparency to New Zealand's democracy, none of this has been achieved. Ardern's government stands for the opposite. How can the Prime Minister defend presiding over such a betrayal of the principles she trumpeted so loudly before she was elected? She would, no doubt, reject the premise of that question if Mike Hosking had the chance to ask her about it. That's in The Australian, so there'll be expats reading that. Maybe they were the same ones who were locked out of the country in the MIQ rules and wondering, it'll be an interesting year next year. 10 to 9. I would reject that premise.